97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A flood advisory was issued by the National Weather Service in Green Bay for Portage and Wood counties until the early hours of Wednesday. With heavy rain and thunderstorms, minor flooding is ongoing or expected throughout central Wisconsin. Portage County Sheriff Mike Lucas warns area rivers will continue to run high due to recent rainfall and continued warm temperatures causing snowmelt throughout the Wisconsin River watershed. Use precaution when encountering roadways covered in water. Most flood-related deaths occur in vehicles. Numerous roads are closed because of the flooding. Be careful walking near riverbanks, and boating on the Wisconsin River in these conditions is extremely dangerous and is strongly discouraged. Over 100 construction and industrial trade apprentices at Mid-State Technical College received Tools of the Trade scholarships from Ascendium. 109 students received $2,000 to use toward tools, clothing, equipment, tuition, and other needs. The Tools of the Trade Scholarship Program helps reduce financial barriers so apprentices can stay focused on completing their programs and advancing their careers. The Olio Arts and Music Center has a call out for artists. The exhibition is titled Hidden in Plain Sight. Artists are invited to submit work centered on subtlety, surprise, and discovery. Work will be accepted at 2651 8th Street South next to Goodwill from May 26th through the 28th. The exhibit runs June 4th through July 30th. There's a Red Cross blood drive at McMillan Library tomorrow. You can save up to 3 lives by donating between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the all-purpose room on Thursday. Register by calling 1-800-733-2767 or by visiting redcrossblood.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin took another pounding from storms last night with tornado and high winds. Rain and hail fell on already saturated soil, and flooding concerns are growing after what's been one of the wettest starts to April in years. In northeast Wisconsin, the focus has been on the Big Falls Dam on the Little Wolf River. Water levels there rose sharply in the past 24 hours, and officials warned that failure was imminent. Rivers across the state, including the Wolf and Fox, remain high or just above flood stage. Farther south, around Kenosha and Racine, flood warnings have mostly expired, but the ground is still drenched and can't handle much more rain. The National Weather Service says more showers are possible today, keeping flood risks high for parts of the state. 5 Republican state senators are now sitting out this fall's election after Jesse James said today he won't run again. James had planned to take on Democratic Senator Jeff Smith for a Western Wisconsin seat, but he's dropping out, saying time away from his family played a big role in the decision. His choice means Republicans lose another possible candidate in what's already a tight race to keep their majority. The GOP started this session with 18 seats to Democrats' 15 and will need to win at least 2 of 4 swing seats to stay on top. Senator Howard Markline is now the only Republican planning to run again in those contested districts. And a lab worker at the University of Wisconsin-Madison is in trouble with the law. Police say Makoto Kuroda was arrested last week on charges of recklessly endangering safety for having a chemical in the lab. It's unknown what the chemical was, but police were called when an odor was coming from the facility. The 41-year-old Madison resident was taken into custody and booked into Dane County Jail. Officials called it an isolated incident, adding there's no danger to the public. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Another loss for Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. When the Brewers host the Blue Jays tonight, they'll be trying to snap a 6-game losing streak. The Crew losing 9-7 last night in extra innings. They're now at 500 with a record of 8-8. Tonight, it's Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee against the Blue Jays right-hander Dylan Cease. Christian Yelich is out, placed on the 10-day IL with a groin injury. One report, though, says he could be out 4 to 6 weeks. The Wisconsin Badgers have named Marcus Sedbury as the interim AD. to replace Chris McIntosh as athletic director. Sedbury's been an assistant the past 4 years. Head coach Luke Fickell says McIntosh told him last week he was leaving for a job with the Big Ten.
You know, as Mac and I sat and we talked about, like, having a guy, if you know him really well and you could sit down and be friends with, but we all understand this is big boy ball and this is a big business, and it comes down to doing your job and doing it really well. And, you know, what helps the relationship best of all is having success on the field and having a good product.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little fog out there this morning. After that, mostly cloudy here through the day with a high in the low to mid 60s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, maybe a thunder shower. Our low dropping to 47. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers or thunder showers with a high of 66. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.